Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Gun control is entering the race between Democratic Senate candidate Ed Markey and his Republican rival Gabriel Gomez. And as WBUR's Fred Tice reports, a new television ad about the issue is prompting some sparring.
Ed Markey's ad points out his opposition to the National Rifle Association.
He'll continue to fight for common sense laws to stop gun violence. And Gabriel Gomez? Gomez is against banning assault weapons.
I don't believe that we need to do an assault weapon ban.
And Gomez is against banning high-capacity magazines like the ones used in the Newtown school shooting.
It's that last reference to Newtown that provokes this response from Gabriel Gomez.
Now, I'm a father of four young kids, 13, 11, 10, and 8. And for him, even for him to go this low, to try to attack me on a negative ad like that and to tie me to a Newtown massacre is below the low. I bucked my party. And I've supported the Toomey Mansion bill that would have had further background checks on gun sales. And I went against my party in that, and I firmly believe when I go down there, I'm going to fight to make sure that bill goes through.
Markey says he's just trying to highlight the difference between Gomez and himself on assault weapons.
All I'm saying is that I support a ban on those weapons and that Gabriel Gomez opposes the ban. That is the difference between us. That's his position. And he should stand up and defend his position.
Here's how Gomez defends his position.
We had an assault weapons ban in 1994. And the effects of that assault weapon ban weren't what the proponents of it had. Violence went up, deaths went up, homicides went up. And on top of that, we already have an assault weapons ban here in Massachusetts. I think that we need to focus on what the core issue is, and that's what the Toomey Mansion bill is. And that's the only bill that we're actually going to be voting on when we get down to D.C.
Markey explains why he thinks an assault weapons ban is needed.
I am supporting a ban because we have to reduce the number of times we have to pick up the newspaper and see that young people or old people have been killed with guns that should not be in the hands of these criminals.
Although Gomez defends other people's right to own assault weapons, he doesn't keep any guns in his house.
I don't own any weapons, but I can tell you I don't need a weapon if somebody comes through my house.
Bare hands.
Gomez is a former Navy SEAL. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.